Green's proposal would exempt school supplies priced under $50 from Wisconsin's 5% sales tax during the first weekend in August each year. Clothing and shoes priced under $100 would also be exempt, as would computers under $1,500. Green says it's not a substitute for more sweeping changes to Wisconsin's tax system, but he says it will help people afford educational costs.
It's done in states that are Republican and Democrat. It's a modest way for us to provide at least a little bit of tax relief to families as they struggle to meet those costs.
14 states and the District of Columbia have sales tax holidays. Most occur in early August. Dick Levine is a financial analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Texas, where a sales tax holiday has been on the books for nearly a decade now. Levine says it doesn't necessarily benefit low-income families who need relief the most.
There's an advantage to families that can afford to go out and buy their whole year's wardrobe on this weekend, and much less advantage for a family that's lucky to have enough money just to buy one outfit so their kid will look good when they go back to school in a couple of weeks.
But Levine and others call the idea tremendously popular. For example, political candidates in Texas are now advocating ways to expand that state's tax holiday. Green estimates that in Wisconsin, the holiday would cost the state about $10 million in lost tax revenue. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle's campaign calls the plan a smokescreen to cover up Green's budget plan that would force cuts to public schools. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.